grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel read at the beginning of this service, St. John chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, and verses 17 and 18. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they had heard he had done this sign. All four gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tell about our Lord's triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday. But only St. John tells us the reason why the crowds went to meet him. They went to meet him because they had heard that Jesus had raised from the dead his friend Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha of Bethany, after he'd already been dead 4 days. St. John writes, "The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they had heard he had done this sign." Speaking to Lazarus' sorrowing sister Martha, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life." Jesus doesn't just say that he can raise the dead and give them life, although that's true enough. As a matter of fact, several of the Old Testament prophets had already done that. No, Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." And what's so important is that in those words, "I am," we hear the echo of God's words to Moses at the burning bush. For when Moses asked the Lord what his name is, so that he can tell the Israelites the name of the Lord who's sending him to lead them out of bondage in Egypt, God answers, "I am who I am. Say to the children of Israel, I am has sent you." And so in his words to Martha, Jesus is pointing to himself as the great I am, God made flesh for our salvation. At the very beginning of his gospel, St. John says of the eternal Son of God, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then John goes on to say, "All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." And so it is the same Lord who called all things out of nothingness into being, who here calls Lazarus out of the tomb. We read at the very beginning of Holy Scripture, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. We read in St. John's Gospel, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out. God in the flesh calls Lazarus from the dead because he is the same Lord who, as St. Paul writes, gives life to the dead and who calls into existence things that do not exist. And so the words of the psalmist apply both to the work of creation and to Jesus standing there in front of Lazarus's tomb. The psalmist prays, God spake the word, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Now, compared to the calling of all things out of nothingness into being, Jesus calling forth Lazarus from the tomb might seem to be a rather small thing, but it is a sign. In fact, the greatest of the signs of Jesus' earthly ministry. It is a most wonderful sign that creation is now redeemed and restored, rescued from mortality and corruption through Jesus. For it was in fact the same great love which in the beginning called all things out of nothingness into being that called Lazarus out of the tomb as a great sign, pointing forward to Jesus' victory over death, pointing forward to his resurrection and to ours. St. John tells us that it was because of that great sign that the crowds went to meet the Lord Jesus on that first Palm Sunday with palms of victory in their hands and crying out, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And you and I sing those same words at every Holy Communion. Like the crowds which greeted the Lord Jesus as he came into Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday, you and I greet our Lord and Savior with those same words as he comes to us in the sacrament, which is yet another miracle of his saving love, the miracle that we here truly receive the body once offered on the wood of the cross and the blood poured out for us as heavenly food and drink. The heavenly food and drink which sustains us all our days until we at last join all the saints standing before the throne of God and the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. In the words of the Greek liturgy for this Palm Sunday, giving us before your resurrection an assurance of the general resurrection, you raised Lazarus from the dead, O Christ our God. Therefore we, like the Hebrew children, also carry palms of victory in our hands and cry out to the conqueror of death, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.